Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Friday.
Oh, it's my favorite part. It's my favorite time of the week.
Yes, because it's time for Family Talk Friday. Brady, introduce our guest, would you please?
Well, out on the other end of the TikTok Jewelers guest line is Elaine, Rich's lovely girlfriend. And next to me is one really, really nervous Rich. Elaine, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Rich, are you wound up nervous right now?
I'm not nervous because I she's not going to say anything bad about me as far as I can tell.
Just you leave that to Arnie and I. Right.
Yeah, the first question I want to know, does Rich wear leopard skin underwear?
Stop.
Oh, no, stop. Hey.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Rich, are you more nervous now or
yes.
when your sister was on?
I would say my sister. Because she just was, I feel like Elaine's just going to knock it out of the park and be completely comfortable. Wendy was not that comfortable with the whole idea of radio.
Elaine, I want you to know this, that every minute of the show that he's not actually speaking, Rich is ignoring me and looking at his phone, wondering if you've happened to send him a message. He's like a seventh grader.
Well, I do send him a lot of messages, and now that I watch him on Twitch, I watch all of you, but mostly I stare at Rich. So I have noticed that he does glance at his phone quite often. And
yes.
I figured you were on to all of that. So that's good.
I'm definitely on to all of that. Arnie, what do you say? We mute Rich's microphone and make him listen in agony.
All right.
Well,
I'm not concerned in the least.
Well, all you right. should be.
Turn it down, that beautiful voice of his, as we get right at it. Elaine, I want to start things off. I want to know, first of all, how did the two of you guys meet?
Oh, he hasn't talked about that?
Well, we
I'm
want
sure
the real
has,
story.
I don't remember, yeah.
Well, I could say that we met online, which is true, but we actually met about 30 years ago. I used to work at a health club, and Rich worked out there. And when I saw him on the dating site, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's Rich Haspel. I haven't seen him in years, we should catch up.
Yeah.
And really, at that time, I wasn't thinking about that he would be a match for me. It was just that I knew him. And he's the only person I reached out to and actually the only person that I went on a date with.
Wow.
And when he got there, he admitted to me that he didn't remember me at
wow.
all.
Wow.
Even though I worked at the gym where he worked out, which I thought was kind of cute. And, he was afraid to tell me because he didn't think that I would go out with him. So, you know, because, of course, he had checked me out on Facebook and all that. So that's how we met.
Was Rich's buff 30 years ago as he is
yes.
now at your old gym?
This is what I remember about Rich. So he had, like, as far as his looks went, he had a little bit of a mullet back then. He didn't wear glasses and I remember that he was pretty serious. He went into the gym, and he was really like, let's just get right to the workout. And I remember he had these nice calf muscles. He was on the bike a lot. And he really looked great. He still does.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get sick.
Oh,
I feel like,
geez.
I bet he did. But come on. If it's the Rich I know, he probably didn't wipe down those machines that well 30 years ago.
I think I was the one that wiped the machines down after he was finished.
Exactly. There's the bad thing, Rich.
Elaine, I want to know, the first time you were with Rich and you saw the ugly side of him with sports, like when his Patriots lost or his Bruins or whoever, and he's just yelling at the TV, have you seen that side of him?
I have only seen that side one time.
Wow.
And
we don't have any sports, Arnie. That's why she hasn't seen it.
Well, we were at the poorhouse one time, and the Patriots were starting to slide a little bit. And I looked at Rich, and I thought, oh, my gosh, is he going to cry? And that's when I realized how serious he really is about all of this. I'm not a big sports person, so, I mean, I'm learning. But that's when I realized that this really, he was pretty serious about it. And then, I think it was the following week, and you guys know what this is like, when your significant others trying to talk with you, but more like to you when you're watching a game, I kept noticing he was just really cute. He'd look over at me and go, uh-huh, and he'd nod his head, but look back up at the TV. And all of a sudden, he jumped up and said the F-bomb in a plural fashion, and he looked down at me and he said, I'm so sorry, I won't do that again.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. We're talking on Family Talk Friday with Rich's girlfriend, Elaine, right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. And the Town Fair Tire text line, Rich, is loving this interview. So, Elaine, I got to ask, what's Rich's best quality? And please, don't be too mushy with it. I already see his dopey face every day.
Come on.
His best quality? There's something about him. I can't even look at a picture of him, and I just feel all happy. He's just the most cheerful person I've ever known. He has this perpetual smile on his face in my mind when I look at him, and he just, you know, he has a whole big list of good qualities, but that's my favorite one.
I can't even get mad at that. That's just so damn cute that I can't even make fun of it.
We'll take care of that.
I want to start dating Rich now.
If you'd like to go on a date with Rich, you might want to set it up with me.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. What do you got now?
I'll have to ask the opposite. What's Rich's worst quality then?
Like he has any.
Stop.
Oh, come on. Qualities.
He definitely's got something. And if you haven't found it yet, if you haven't found it yet, we'll just tell you what they are.
Okay, this isn't a bad quality, but I'm standing near a piece of furniture that reminds me of something that I've never talked to him about, but I just think it's cute. So Rich is just the guy that, you know, if you ask him a question, he'll just tell you the answer directly. He won't even think about it. And we came to my place one time, and I was trying to describe this little sofa that I had just brought in, but I don't think that he had heard me. And we walked into my place, and he looked over at the sofa and said, oh, my gosh, that is the homeliest piece of furniture I have ever seen. And I just thought that was really cute.
Really cute that he insulted your furniture?
Well, there was a time when I might not have thought that was such a cute thing. But, you know, and I did think to myself, I hope he isn't like that with all my stuff, because I do have a lot of quirky things. But that was the only piece. And it is lime green, and I understand it isn't everyone's type of furniture. So I forgive you, Rich.
Are we talking about Rich Haskell? We may have to have you in the studio so you can meet the real Rich Haskell. I mean, come on now.
Elaine, are you resentful that he makes you watch Marillion music videos at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, that is fun. He's such a fun guy. I mean, he likes to dance and sing, and he's brought out that side of me. I never used to sing or just get up and dance like that, but we have a lot of fun together, so I'll pretty much watch anything that he wants.
Then I have to ask you this then, because you sound like Tom Brady's positive. You sound like Tom Brady on steroids at Christmas time. Have you always been this positive?
I think I'm a pretty positive person. My mom brought us up that way, and I'm just naturally cheerful, but I think that's why Rich and I get along so well, because he's pretty much the same way.
We need more people like this.
I want to know, when you're watching the show, okay, and Rich is blowing kisses at me and waving at me, does that bother you? Oh, wait, that's for you. I'm sorry. I thought that was for me. That's my bad. I thought he was waving for me. You do watch the show a lot, though. Are you watching the show and you're just like focused in on Rich and you say, Rich, why isn't your hair partly nice or kept or the clothes kept and stuff like that, or no?
Well, I think that it's cute that you guys pick on him about the shirts that he wears and all that stuff. But I have a little joke that where I text in. And this goes right over his head almost every day. I'll send him a text, did you get your hair cut today? And he'll start like acting like he needs to fix his hair because he thinks it's messy looking or something. But I just think it's adorable that he's so sweet. And I have wondered if he is blowing you a kiss, Arnie, because he looks over in that direction sometimes. But Elaine, but I'm pretty sure it's aimed at me.
Elaine,
we don't know that for a fact. Oh, we'll just leave that up in the air.
Elaine, I got to ask you this. Please, let's put Rich through a little bit of misery here. What's one chick flick you could force him to watch during quarantine?
Oh, a chick flick. Well, we did start to watch a Hallmark movie, and about halfway into it, it was a little bit dull. He looked at me and said something like, "Are you still interested in this?" And that was basically my cue. No, I think I'm all set. We should probably watch something else.
When quarantine is over, what's one nice restaurant you are going to force Rich to take you to?
Let's see. Well, you know, I'm just going to add a little story to this.
Please do.
Rich he has like four things that he eats. And so he likes hamburgers, pasta.
Mountain Dew.
There must be two more.
Mac and cheese.
French fries. Eggs. Well, anyway, so when it comes to picking out a restaurant, it's kind of hard to choose something that I know he'll like as well. But I think that the Windjammer might be kind of nice. We haven't been there.
No, that we love the Windjammer. That's one of Arnie's favorite places to go.
Yeah, or you could order off the kids' menu. Yeah. They have all that stuff on there. If you could go on one place... If you could go on one place on vacation with Rich, anywhere in the world, where would you like to go with Rich?
I would love to just hop in the car, and actually, Brady, that talk about renting an RV sounds very appealing, because Rich and I have talked about that before.
Wow.
I think it would be fun to just hop in the car and go zigzag all across the United States and just stop anywhere we want to and... hang out.
God, you are meant for Rich.
Yeah, you are. Jeez.
Arnie, I got my last question
here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Elaine, since you have such a positive influence on Rich, and truly, I've seen Rich be the happiest I've known him in the time that he's been with you, and that's definitely a credit to you. Can you be one more positive influence on him for both me and Arnie? Can you require, mandate, direct, boss around him to get us a Christmas present next year?
Yes.
Thank you. Because we get him something, every year, and we get a recycled card in return.
Well, we were together at Christmas time. Just do you remember the? Well, of course you do. But we were on a flight, and then we had to get right to the party. But it seemed like 20 minutes before we had to leave to go to the airport, Rich decided that we'd better go and get the gift that he needed to get for Arnie. So that was cute. But, yeah, next year I'll just be in charge.
Yes. Please, please do. But you know what? Just so you know, I'm a double XL.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm a medium.
Yeah. He's a double XL plus double XL.
I'm not even sure that Rich caught something that you had said on the air, but I'm going to quiz him about it. But you had specifically said that you would like to have something, so... I'll try to work on that.
All right. Arnie, are you good, or should I bring Rich
back
in?
Let's bring in Rich back in. I'm sure he's sweating like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, Rich, how are you?
What is that? What could you possibly sweat over her? I mean, she's... I knew everything. She's just the happiest person I've ever met in my life, and so am I. So.
You insulted her furniture!
Yes!
Rich!
Well, you have to see the place she lives. It's all like... It's like walking into 1965.
And that's fine, but don't insult it.
Since we were both around in 65, weren't we?
Yeah. We were around in 65.
But she's really into vintage stuff, and she owns a shop up in St. Albans, Vintage Therapy. There we go.
Are they paying us for that shout-out?
and it's the cutest little place. It's just this happy place with all kinds of things that remind me of being much younger than I am now.
Arnie, Rich makes me want to throw up.
I know. I don't even know who that is. I'm waiting for real Rich to come into the studio.
I'm happy that Rich is so happy, and I'm happy that Elaine is so happy, and I'm happy everybody is so great together, and it truly warms the inner cockles of my heart here.
Whatever that is.
I'll take away the happiness when I come back to studio.
Don't worry about it. But, like, who is this love-stricken puppy dog that I sit next to every day?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's all your fault,
so
hon.
Sweet.
Well, Elaine, thanks a lot for coming on. We do appreciate the insight. Congratulations with you and Rich, and hopefully many, many more.
Oh, thank you so much. We're counting on it.